WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
In hour number two of the program here on Tuesday morning, and I don't care about that. Just go home. Thank you. All right, 53 degrees right now. Woke up to a watch update, so took a little while, and that's the problem that we have with technology, right? Is we become so dependent on it, and then when it doesn't work, like yesterday with the AWS outage, and you don't realize just how much stuff Amazon Web Services actually powers and how much of what it powers comes from that one region where they were having the outage. So yesterday I was actually on Amazon trying to buy stuff, and I thought it was interesting that I could buy anything. I could go and buy. I bought a book, but there was a couple of other things I was looking for, and that worked fine. I was able to buy things. But then when I tried to go back into my previous history, because I was like, I don't know if I have this already. So I went back to go and check and couldn't get into any of my past orders. But yet I could buy something brand new. So they made sure the most important part worked. They didn't interrupt the flow of commerce for themselves for the day. But, had trouble posting things online and all kinds of stuff because the services that we use run on AWS. At least the services I use. I have to kind of streamline everything into one program because having to go into Twitter and having to go into Facebook and having to go into this and that, it's too much. So I streamline it, and that the program that I used to streamline it down. So I had to go and do it what I think is a very disjointed way individually. But anyway, hopefully it didn't affect you too much yesterday. 508-996-0500. We are awaiting more details on the stabbing of former Fall River Mayor Will Flanagan, who is listed in serious but stable condition after he was stabbed yesterday in the 100 block of Hartwell Street. Now, his dispensary that he owns is at 82 Hartwell. So, in the same area. Now, we don't know any of the details as to what happened, at least not officially. So maybe he was walking to his car. Maybe he was walking to the bank to make a deposit. As I was saying earlier, there's a lot of cash in that business. Thankfully, it's not all cash like it initially was going to have to be. Initially, the cannabis industry was going to have to be all cash because they couldn't get the federal backing to be able to use debit cards, credit cards. But then you had these banks that came forward and said, no, we'll back it because we know this is going to be a major money-making industry. And so now if you go into a dispensary, you can pay with a debit card or a credit card. You don't have to pay cash. But I remember the first time that I went to one, which was really just to check it out, to see what it was all about. I think I made a purchase, but I didn't know anything about what I was doing in there. But that was when the one in Wareham opened up. What's it called? Verilife, when that opened up. And back in those days, you couldn't even park in the area for it. You had to park at the other end of Main Street at Tremont Nail, and they would take a they would have you figure out what you wanted over there. They had menus over there, and then you would take a bus down to the dispensary, and they would sell it to you, and then you'd be brought back to your vehicle. Thankfully, they didn't have to keep up with that. Now you can just find a parking space on the street out in front of it, but the first time I went in, I was like, I don't know anything about this stuff. But you had to pay cash. And now, you know, you can just walk in with one and use your debit card, I guess. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We were talking a little bit about the discussion yesterday with Council President Burgo and the comments that he made about Mayor Mitchell in that candidate forum when asked a question about affordable housing. And he was asked what you need to do to get more corner housing, get more affordable housing into New Bedford. And he said, you have to get rid of the guy in the corner office. And Council President Burgo tried to play that off yesterday as, you know, Colin Hogan just looking for something spicy out of the candidate forum and kind of over-dramatizing his comments. But if you say, as a city councilor, you need to get rid of the guy in the corner office, that's going to make headlines. And I think Council President Burgo realized that and said, yeah, I probably should have said it a little bit better. But he stood by yesterday while he, you know, felt like it was being a little bit overblown. He stood by his belief that Mayor Mitchell has been an impedance to more affordable housing, that he feels that the mayor just wants the market rate housing and is not looking to foster deals that bring in more affordable housing, because, you know, New Bedford is well over its required amount, but it's also the housing that New Bedford needs. But I mean, listen, as a formerly homeless person, I understand the need to get people into affordable housing. As somebody who can't afford, you know, expensive housing, I get it. But when you're trying to get any housing, anytime any new apartments open up in the city, I think it's a good thing. Because maybe there's people taking $1,000 rents, living somewhere for $1,000 who could pay more, but just live there because that's where they could get to move into the city. Now, if they've got the chance to get something a little bit nicer or in a better neighborhood or what have you, they're willing to go up to $1,500, $2,000, $2,500 a month. And then that will open up that $1,000 apartment for someone who can only pay $1,000 a month. I mean, that's the theory behind it. Whether or not that actually plays out in practice is a different story, because were those people who moved into the $1,000 a month apartment, you know, paying more to stay there because they could, and now they've created a market where the price is too high for that apartment. I don't know. But anyway, that was kind of Council President Burgo's point, was that he wasn't saying you've got to get rid of the mayor. He was saying that if you want more affordable housing, you've got to get rid of the mayor. Which is still not a great thing to say. But it was still, you know, it wasn't an open calling for him to be removed from office, as has been characterized. But he admitted yesterday, I've got to be more careful with what I say. Can't go for the one-liner all the time, because sometimes the one-liner comes back and bites you. I want to also point you to the contests that we have at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. A couple of photo contests that you can take part in for Halloween. If you have a pet and you are dressing your pet up for Halloween, or if you have in the past, we want to see it. We're going to put together Probably by the end of this week, we'll take all of our final submissions and we will put them all out to you to vote. We want to see the best dressed pet and costume for our Halloween photo contest. And, you know, they've got great pet costumes now that you can just go into the store and buy. But there's also people who love to make little costumes for their dog, for their cat, for their ferret, or whatever else it may be. You dress up your tortoise, and you want to put your tortoise into the contest, totally fine. It's easier to get them to pose. They don't move as fast. But whatever it is that you dress your pet up as, we want to see it. You can enter it at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app on the contest page. There's a form there to fill out with some information. You know, your name, your pet's name, things like that. How old your pet is. Just so that we can put that all in the gallery of photos that we will then put out later on this week and have everybody start voting. And then we'll have them vote through next week and then we'll announce the winner on Halloween. And the winner will receive a $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot, plus bragging rights that your pet is the best dressed this Halloween. So you can enter your pet right now in our Halloween pet photo contest brought to you by Hiddenbrook Veterinary Services and Melissa's Pet Depot. But maybe you don't have a pet. Maybe you are allergic. You can't have a pet. So you have no pet to dress up, but you dress up your house for Halloween. You like to decorate your house with spooky decorations. Maybe you go all out and create a whole haunted yard. Maybe you've got one of those walkthroughs where people got to go all through your yard. Whatever it may be, we want to see it. Is it the scariest? Is it the spookiest? Is it the silliest? Send it all to us for our Scare Up South Coast contest, where we want to feature the best Halloween yard displays across the South Coast. Again, you can enter those at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Same thing. There's a form there to fill out so we get all your information. And then we've got some cool prizes to give away for the winner of that as well. And Scare Up South Coast is brought to you by Cool Cone and Marion and the Last Round Bar and Grill in New Bedford. And speaking of Cool Cone, which is, of course, on the kind of, I guess what would be southwestern side of Wareham. Right around the Wareham-Marion line. But people on the other side of town, on the east side of town, they'll tell you that, you know, their ice cream spot was always Perry's Last Stand. And now it seems that Perry's Last Stand is closing for good. So many years ago, Bob Perry and his wife started Perry's Last Stand. And it was, you know, it was kind of an instant success. From the time that it launched, it was always busy. You'd go there on a summer night and, you know, you have to wait in line for a few minutes. Not too long, but some nights there'd be lines down the street. So it was pretty successful right from the start. And I remember when they were building it, because at the time I lived in East Wareham and I was taking the bus every day to school. I was in middle school, I think, when it was being built in the eighth grade. And so I took the bus every day to school and saw as it was being built. And then Bob, Eileen passed away. Bob wanted to continue on and he brought back out his ice cream trucks and all kinds of stuff. And he went back into the garbage business, which he had been in before. They had the ice cream shop and eventually he said, you know, I'm going to turn this over to my stepson and his wife, and they're going to run it. And so they did, and I don't know all the details of what happened, but essentially, you know, they, I guess, own the business, and he owns the building. And so he sent them a letter saying, you know, you've got, in 60 days, you've got to be out. They're having an auction next week in which they are going to be auctioning off all the items inside the shop. And now his stepson and his wife are now kind of in shock because this came out of nowhere, they said. You can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So Michael Rock was able to speak to them, the Winterbottoms, but he was not able to speak to Bob Perry. So I don't know the reason why all this is happening, but you can check out the story, and I'm sure it'll be heartbreaking for many people because that was their go-to ice cream place. I still remember going there and getting the 4x4 sundae. I was a big fan of the strawberry shortcake sundae that they did. It was the first place I ever tried a raspberry lime Ricky. And, of course, they had the best creamsicle fraps. But R.I.P. Perry's Last Stand, and you can, again, read more about that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Right now, I'm going to take my next break, though. We'll be back in a few moments. We'll have the news, and then on the other side of that, today's edition of the Gen X Files.
Wake up!
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
A global Amazon outage. Hunting equipment found near Air Force One and new guidance for children eating peanuts.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Amazon Web Services says its systems have mostly resumed normal operations after many technical issues impacted users worldwide yesterday. AWS, which is the leading provider of cloud computing services, experienced a major outage yesterday. The issue started overnight with Amazon Web Services, which provides the online infrastructure to scores of sites and services, including Zoom, WhatsApp, Snapchat, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Alexa, Venmo, and more. We're all hit with tech problems. Experts say the total cost of the outage could end up being hundreds of billions of dollars. The FBI is leading the investigation into a suspicious hunting stand near Palm Beach Airport, where President Trump exits Air Force One. A spokesperson for the U.S. Secret Service confirmed the discovery was made on Thursday during an advanced security preparation before the president's arrival in Palm Beach. Security teams found no individuals at the location, but officials did note that they found items of interest. The agency confirmed the hunting stand had a direct line of sight to the landing area for Air Force One. Former President Joe Biden has reportedly finished a round of radiation therapy for prostate cancer. A Biden spokesperson says that Biden completed several weeks of the treatment yesterday at a hospital in Philadelphia. Biden's office announced earlier this month that he was undergoing a new phase of treatment for an aggressive form of prostate cancer. The former president will turn 83 next month. Food allergies in children are way down in recent years, and it may be linked to different guidance on peanuts. In 2017, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases recommended parents start introducing their babies to peanuts in an effort to significantly reduce their chances of being allergic in the future, based on a previous study. A new study in the journal Pediatrics finds there was a 43% drop in peanut allergy rates in children under the age of 3 since that guidance has been issued. The study also shows eggs are now the number one food allergen in young children. Before, it was peanuts. The peak of the Orionid meteor showers is nearing, which can offer sky gazers another celestial delight, according to the American Meteor Society. The Orionids occur when Earth passes through the trail of debris left behind by Halley's Comet. And this year, the event stretches from September 26th to November 22nd, with the peak being today, October 21st. NASA suggesting the best time to take in the Orionids will be around 2 a.m., and experts recommend traveling away from the city and any street lamps to get the best view. The Orionids are considered one of the most beautiful meteor showers of the year. Gas prices are below the $3 mark for the first time in years. According to Gas Buddy, the average price nationwide is now $2.98 a gallon. That's down 19 cents in the past month and 15 cents lower than a year ago. The U.S. hasn't seen prices dip below $3 a gallon since the pandemic. California still has the highest price at $4.65 a gallon. Oklahoma, the cheapest at $2.56. Kenny Loggins demanding his song be removed from an AI video posted by President Trump over the weekend to troll protesters.
The video depicts Trump wearing a crown, flying a jet, and dumping what appears to be fecal matter on protesters while Logan's Danger Zone plays in the background. In a statement, Logan said nobody asked him permission for the song to be used, and he would have denied the request had he been asked. He went on to demand the song be removed from the video immediately. Loggins added, "I can't imagine why anybody would want their music used or associated with something created with the sole purpose of dividing us." I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Bees host the Panthers tonight at 7:30. The NBA regular season starts today. Two games tonight. Celtics' first game will be tomorrow night at the Garden with the 76ers in town.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast. Brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Weather looks good for today. Mostly sunny, breezy, and dry. Temperatures this afternoon about 63. A clear start tonight. Increasing clouds later on. Showers arriving well after midnight towards daybreak. Lows in the upper 50s. Rain on Wednesday morning, but it clears out in the afternoon, becoming partly sunny, mid-60s. Mostly sunny, cooler on Thursday with a high near 60. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, you ready to talk a little pop culture?
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth. We'll start with celebrity birthdays. Judith Scheinlin, better known as Judge Judy, has ruled that today is her 83rd birthday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is 76. Actor Ken Watanabe is 66. Fellow actor Will Estes is 47. Kim Kardashian turns 45 today. Actor Glenn Powell, 37. He was in the Maverick sequel. Country music star Kane Brown is 32, and Doja Cat is celebrating her 30th birthday today. In 1972, Curtis Mayfield began a four-week run at the top of the U.S. album chart with a soulful soundtrack to Superfly. The album became one of the few soundtracks in film history to outgross the film it accompanied, thanks in large part to the album's top 10 singles Superfly and Freddy's Dead. In 1973, John Paul Getty III's ear was cut off by his kidnappers and sent to a newspaper in Rome with a note, quote, "This is Paul's ear. If we don't get some money within 10 days, then the other ear will arrive. In other words, he will arrive in little bits." In 1978, Frederick Valentich, flying a Cessna 182 airplane, disappeared over Melbourne, Australia, right after describing a UFO to the control tower. The last 17 seconds of his transmission was described as, quote, "metallic scraping." October 21st, 1991, the Apple PowerBook was released. October 21st, 1992, George Michael took Sony Records to court in a fight over his contract with the company. He lost the case in 1994. Michael worked with Sony again less than 10 years later. In 1994, North Korea and the United States signed an agreement that required North Korea to stop its nuclear weapons program and agree to inspections. On October 9th, 2006, North Korea announced that it successfully conducted its first nuclear test. On this date in 1995, Blind Melon Shannon Hoon died of a cocaine overdose. On October 21st, 1995, Green Day lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong was arrested and fined $141 after mooning the audience at a gig in Milwaukee.
Goodbye, England's rose. May you ever grow. You were the greatest.
place to sell. On October 21st, 1997, Elton John's Candle in the Wind 97 was declared by the Guinness Book of World Records as the biggest selling single record of all time, with 31.8 million sales in less than 40 days and raising more than 20 million euros for charity. October 21st, 2016, Leonard Cohen released his last album, You Want It Darker, 17 days before his death. Cohen was in poor health while the album was being made and never went to the recording studio, relying on his son Adam to handle the sessions and integrate his tracks. The title track was awarded a Grammy Award for Best Rock Performance in January 2018. That's the Gen X Files for October 21st, 2025. Brought to you by Just Another Phoenix in Dartmouth, where it's not just another breakfast, where they've got all kinds of great specials all the time. Things that you can try, like their new Pumpkin Bliss French Toast. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number here if you want to call in and chime in. But, you know, I remember when that came out, the Candle in the Wind 97, and I was kind of mad because as somebody who liked Marilyn Monroe, I was like, well, that was a song that Elton John wrote for Marilyn Monroe. Couldn't he have just written another song? Like, why did he have to take the existing song and just change the lyrics? But obviously, you know, now I know more about, first of all, just how distraught Elton John was over the death of Princess Diana and, you know, just needed something to kind of be his own therapy for it. So, and then you see what that single is able to do with all the money it raised, and you say, okay, well, how can anybody be mad about that song? Even I think Marilyn Monroe would have been like, that's a great thing that you did. But yeah, that was a weird time. I was, when that all went down, I just remember like the cover of every magazine, every newspaper, certainly the Inquirer and Star magazine, always with the gossip. Every time you went into the supermarket and tried to check out, it was nothing but, you know, Princess Diana stuff on the covers. So I think that song helped a lot of people with getting over that tragedy, or at least, you know, trying to make something positive out of it with all the money that it raised. I still remember too, the Beanie Babies came out with the Princess Bear. And that was one of the few that we hung on to. And I think that one might be worth like $100 or something, but the rest of them not so much. Although there are people who are predicting that because so many people threw away the collections that they had, in my case, the big plastic totes full of Beanie Babies, just put them out at a yard sale. We let our son pick through and like, any of those that you want, you take them. And then the rest were like, we just put out at a yard sale or something. And because so many people did that and said, why are we wasting all this money on these? They're not worth anything. And then got rid of them. Now they will be worth something. So who knows? I like to look back at that time and say it wasn't so much about the money that we spent, but about the fun that we had chasing them all down, and also the money that we spent. We could have made a down payment on a house with how much we spent, probably. All right, that might be an exaggeration, but still. 508-996-0500. Let's take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Well, you don't have to cover for anybody because you could be getting a new job. You could be driving a school bus. You could be driving a van. You could be a bus monitor. Tremblay Bus Company is looking for all of those. And it's a great job if you are a stay-at-home parent and you need to work around your kid's school schedule, or maybe you're a retiree and you just don't want to have to, you know, commit to working to something all day, or you need something that's going to be fulfilling while you're making extra money, helping students get to school. Well, Tremblay Bus Company is the way to go because you can feel like you're actually contributing something while also collecting a paycheck. Getting those kids to school is very important, and you could be the person doing it. All you have to do is go to tbcbus.com to find out more. tbcbus.com for Tremblay Bus Company. Don't worry if you don't have a CDL. They're willing to train you if you are willing to learn. tbcbus.com. And you know, when I worked at a breakfast restaurant, you know who came in a lot? School bus drivers, because they had time between the morning drop-off and then what they would do in the afternoon. So they would come in for breakfast. And you could be going out for breakfast for half price. Or maybe lunch. There are still some select season deals available. There's a limited amount left for Just Another Phoenix. You hear me talking about them every morning, all the great food they have over there. And they're the sponsors of the Gen X Files here on the program. But Just Another Phoenix has a Seize the Deal at seizethedeal.com. $40 for just $20. And you can use that for breakfast. You can use that for lunch. You can use that for some of their amazing food. So check that out. Get that deal. $40 for just $20. You can go out and have breakfast like kings or queens or whatever royalty you prefer. But you can really get anything you want off that menu. And, oh, they have some great food over there. You heard me talking about that pumpkin bliss French toast. That's just one of the many creative things that they have over there at Just Another Phoenix. So get that half-price deal right now at seizethedeal.com. And also, we still have some deals left for Plymouth Bay Winery. $40 for just $20. That's basically two tastings. You know, if you want to go with the full tasting. They also have a five-glass tasting, too. So a little bit less expensive. But that also can get you some of their great food, like the Wicked Figged Up Flatbread, the dessert board, the pretzel bites, the charcuterie board, all that stuff. You can make that really, it's not so much a meal, it's an experience. You get to go there and have a nice day on the water, a beautiful day on the water, enjoying wines, enjoying some delicious bites. And by the way, the winery is haunted. We certainly had some activity when we were there investigating it the other night when we did our ghost event there, and we got some great responses. Had some interesting things happening, so why not, if you're going to go to a winery, why not go to the haunted one, right? But you can get that deal as well right now at seizethedeal.com. Two great deals just waiting for you to come and grab them up, plus so many others. Always saving you money at seizethedeal.com. All right, let me take my next break here. I got to get this one in. So let's do it. All right, let's take some phone calls here. I'll try to get them both in here before we run out of time this hour. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I just want to make a quick comment on Marilyn Monroe.
Sure.
Some people I mentioned this to can't really comprehend it, but no doubt she's the most overrated person that's ever lived because she died when she did in the absolute prime of life, being so beautiful. Everybody's image of her is frozen at 36 years old and looking as good as she could possibly look. And I believe if she lived like 10 more years, she would have, her acting roles wouldn't have been all that much. She would have been playing a mother, then a grandmother, then faded off, and been a segment of Where Are They Now?
So you don't think she had much chops as an actress?
She was a good actress, don't get me wrong, but as I said, because she died when she did, everybody's image of her is, you know, 36 years old and on top. She didn't get older and sort of fade off. But I don't think she would have gotten a whole lot more acting roles if she lived 10, 20 years. And
I do know part of what made her so depressed in her later years was the fact that she was kind of pigeonholed as being this ditzy blonde character, and she felt like she couldn't get, you know, better roles. So, yeah, maybe she might have struggled to find, or, you know, also, you never know. Sometimes they get that one role, somebody takes a chance on them, and then they have a career resurgence.
Yeah, right. But say I was God and she passed away and I could bring her back right when she passed away, I would tell her, I can bring you back, but I think you'd be a fool to come back because you would just ruin your image. You've died completely on top with a place in history that nobody can take. So, you know.
Definitely a hot
take, as
they say.
Everybody can wish they could, you know, be as attractive if you're a man or woman as she was, and to be on top like that and to, you know, leave this world at that age where nothing can be, you can't look any better, you know,
all
or
right.
be any more famous.
I take your point.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's many others who, through the passage of time, really just faded out. But if they had passed away when they were hot as a firecracker, their image would be enhanced much more, you know, in history.
I think they'll take the longer life over the lasting success.
Oh, yeah, everyone. Well, you're right. Why would anybody want to pass away when you're in the absolute prime of life on top of the world, you know?
But as they say, right, live fast, die young, leave a pretty corpse.